News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Ooh, we built this city. We didn't ask for the cold today, but guess what? It's going away by the weekend, and that's the good news. Right, Jonathan?
That's right. I think it's going to warm up today.
Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, just in time for you to ask your questions about remodeling, flooring. Maybe you're doing a little spring cleaning, and you're thinking, I really kind of need to freshen this up.
That's right.
Our expert this morning on the expert panel, so you can ask him questions throughout this whole half hour at 850-437-1620. So, Jonathan, tell us about Jonathan's Construction and Flooring in case someone is listening
has not heard of you.
Us. Yes.
Okay.
That rare person.
Yes, and your questions, and I like to get questions. So I'm Jonathan Cook, the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So we have been around since 2005. So that's when we started, right?
Right.
Doing home remodeling, and since we've added the construction side and the flooring side and the retail store. And we've got about 40 guys working, and so we specialize in home renovations, and that's anything from kitchen, bathroom, sheetrock, trim, flooring, stuff like that, and even exterior stuff like siding and painting and, you know, front doors, windows, items like that. And then, you know, on the whole other side of things that we don't do, a lot of times we take the whole remodel job, right? But we will sub out like the roof and the, you know, utilities, the plumbing, the electrical, the AC, things like that. So we can take on a whole remodel and handle the entire thing start to finish. And so we've been around since 2005. We have a store on Palafox Street, which is our retail location.
Tell me about your showroom.
Right. And so that's at 9320 North Palafox. And so that's going to be a whole variety of different types of flooring. So different types of flooring materials and then different selections within that type. So if you're looking for tile, you know, we have nicer tile, lower end tile, you know, big mosaic, same way with carpet, wood, vinyl. You know, it's going to be a wide variety of each type of selections there. And so we're open 9 to 5, 6 days a week. So that's Monday through Saturday.
Oh, that's helpful, especially for those that are working Monday through Friday.
Right, right.
It's always nice to be open on Saturday.
Well, we get a lot of people that call and they say, hey, are you open on the weekend or open Saturday? So that's why we're open Saturday. Sunday we take off. But stop by and see us or give us a call. If you don't get your question on air today, you can always call us at our office, 850-332-5905.
Well, I've been talking to Jonathan now for, I guess, almost a year or so
at this point.
It's been about a year. I am absolutely convinced he's an expert. And I think he also has a little bit of creative designer in him because he always talks about when he does the remodeling and that kind of thing. But I understand that you do go and do inspections or visits to let people know, well, that project, what you're thinking is probably not going to work. But what about this?
You know,
you come in and you can actually do a consultation.
Yeah, so we do consultations and estimates, and both of them are free. And sometimes it may just be a consultation, right? So somebody might call and they say, hey, you know, I'm looking at doing some home renovations. Or I want to do the bathroom. I want to do the kitchen. I want to do the outside. And they just kind of want to get a plan together, right? So that's what we would call a consultation. So we'll come out and we'll go through all your different things you want to do and then kind of get a plan together. Hey, which one is the, should we start first? Like, you know, would this one affect that one? And things like that. And then once we can figure all that out, then we can do an estimate on those items that would be first to start with. Sometimes I will do estimates on items that people aren't ready to start with or don't even plan on starting anytime soon, but just so they can know in the future and start budgeting. Mm-hmm. And even though those prices may change down the road, it's still a good idea of like, hey, this is how much it is today. So this is how much I need to save. And so just kind of give them an idea. You know, I always say if people have all the information, like that's really powerful.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Because when you have everything and you can look at it and pick and choose through it, then it really helps out quite a bit.
Okay, so I have a question that's already come in. It says, can Jonathan do a remodel? Let's see what I can hear. let's see, can Jonathan do a remodel project by stages, say flooring first and then come later for other projects like the bathroom remodel, then painting at another time? I don't have all the money to do everything at once.
Right. So that's why we like to do all of our estimates. So all of our estimates are line itemed out. Everything's line itemed out for that reason. And so that's what I'm talking about. Like in a situation like that, that's where we would do a consultation and see which one makes the most sense to start with first. So like, you know, if you're going to repaint, like obviously you need to do all like your sheetrock repairs and stuff like that. If you're going to like tear your entire kitchen out and redo it next year, then we probably don't want to do flooring in the kitchen because that's going to be a waste, right?
Right, of course.
So those are the items we'd figure out. And then, yeah, we'd break it down per item and then we can do it any way you want to do it. So we can do just painting. We can do just flooring. We can do it in pieces. We have financing we offer through our store.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, so we can finance some of that to them. And some people, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, I don't want to go in debt and have a payment. And that's completely understandable. And then we just break it down by item, you know, and just work through it. Sometimes we actually prefer that, you know, again, in the summertime, we get busy and you say, hey, I just want to get my house painted. That's easy for us. We can say, okay, we can just paint it. Opposed to if you come through and say, I want to gut my whole house and remodel it.
Oh yeah. That's
and
a
we've
project.
Already got five or six of them that we're doing, you know, sometimes it's easier to do it piecemeal and that way it just gets done quicker. So,
well, talk a little about, because you're certainly an expert on flooring and there's so many different options. And I was thinking about that. I was looking at my place and I actually I have the vinyl plank, which I really like a lot. But I was thinking, you know, springtime, I'm cleaning up. And I thought, how many people pull those rugs up and go, ooh, it might be time for a change.
Well, and see, so, that's the thing, like rugs and carpet. A lot of people don't realize that, like, when dirt gets on carpet, you can vacuum it and get the dirt up. But it's the dirt that falls through the carpet.
Right.
And gets
right.
into the pad and gets down below the pad.
And then you're walking almost, and grinding
right,
it in.
It's almost impossible to get that out.
Right.
The same way with the rug. Once that dirt gets through it, you're going to have to remove the rug and clean under it, right?
Right.
But we don't have the luxury of doing that with carpet. So that's why a lot of hard surface has become popular these days. It's just easier to clean maintenance. I think as people in general, we're always looking for maintenance-free, right? Or less maintenance.
No cleaning, is that possible?
Right.
No cleaning at all?
I think we're always looking for that.
That's
even
a new
like
acronym,
with showers.
NCAA, no cleaning at all.
The biggest thing people tell me when I'm estimating showers, they say I want no grout line or little grout lines or the least amount of grout lines as possible.
So true.
Even we've seen more of a flat panel cabinet come in style the shaker style, right?
Yes.
That doesn't is not as decorative because it's easier to wipe off and clean. And you don't have all of them little grooves to get in.
Same way
with trim molding. We've seen, you know, 1x4 and 1x6, which is what we started with like in the early 1900s for trim molding. Then we went all the way through all these decorative trim moldings through the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. And now we're right back at the 1x6 again.
Interesting.
But it's easier to keep clean. It's nice, square. It's a simple, clean look, and it's easy to clean. And I think people are looking for maintenance-free items. And I think vinyl plank gives them that option. And is why it's become so popular.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. And especially here, we've talked about this many times, the different types of areas that we have from the beach to the rural areas. And if you're farming or you've got animals coming in and out all the time, or if you've got lots of kids coming in out all the time.
Right.
It all determines what kind of floors you need, right?
It very much does. And so one will determine by your family and how much foot traffic you have there, how many people you have there, what kind of house you have. If you have like a wood subfloor, you know, if you do have a wood subfloor, do you have a good moisture barrier under the house, stop moisture from coming up through that wood? Same way with concrete. So when we pour concrete, we will put a 6 mil plastic on the ground and then pour concrete on top of it to stop that moisture from coming up through the concrete. But what we will see with the older houses over time, that moisture barrier under the concrete kind of disintegrates and wears down.
Yeah.
And then does it become as effective or maybe just not effective at all? And then we will start seeing moisture come up through that concrete of older houses. And this is why we put a moisture barrier down under our floor before we install the floor. But in some cases, if the water table's high, which we see in our area quite often, you get all down like Gulf Beach Highway, closer to the water, you know, all up in that Second Street area or Gulf Breeze, and you'll see a higher water table. And if that moisture barrier is gone, we may need to go in there and red guard the floor. So we go in there and actually, you know, paint the whole floor red guard, like what we would do with the stand-up shower to waterproof it before putting our flooring
on. So what is red guard?
So basically, like when we build a tile shower, we will, you know, do all of our dirt rock, and then we red guard the whole shower, which is...
It's a material?
And so you paint it on. So
oh,
it's
I
almost
see.
Like
okay.
a rubber coating you paint
oh,
on.
Oh, okay.
So that if any water ever gets past the tile, that it won't get to the wall or get to the dirt rock. You know, it's almost like a rubber liner.
Oh, nice. Okay, I had not heard of that before.
But we've had some situations where there's so much moisture coming up through a slab that even if we were to put a moisture barrier down, all we're doing is trapping that moisture between the slab and our moisture barrier is still in the house.
Oh,
you may not
yeah.
see it, but it's in the house, right?
And there's potential for mold after that, correct?
Right. So in a situation like that, we would go in there and red guard the whole floor. We've had to do that a few times.
Huh.
And just stop that moisture from coming through. And see, all that can vary so much on what kind of flooring you need. So
right.
if you have a situation like that, and so if you put tile down, which people would say, hey, that's probably the best solution. I've heard that from other people. And they're saying because, you know, the moisture is not going to damage it or mess it up. But all it's going to do is transfer that moisture through to the top of the tile. And then your tile is going to be slippery inside. You're going to slip around on it, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, the moisture may not tear the tile up, but is it practical to live on? And these
right.
are all the things we have to go through. And depending on your house and depending on where you live and what your situation is, you could, you know, need a whole different type of floor than somebody else.
Okay, so we start the spring cleaning and I look down at the floors and I start thinking, how do I know when it is time to take that step? Because flooring typically lasts a lot of years, right? I mean,
it should.
If it's not... Then how do I know that little ripple there or that little bend in the wood? Is that do I need to replace the whole thing or what?
Well, sometimes we can come in there and patch it. So this is very important when you get your flooring done to just get a couple extra boxes and save them. Most people will realize that and ask for that. Usually if we have some left, we will try to leave at least a box behind for people, sometimes a couple boxes. But we have a lot of customers that will request, like, you know, a certain amount, like 4 box or 5 box, and they'll purchase a couple extra boxes. Just in case if anything ever happens and the floor is discontinued and you do have a damaged piece and you want to replace it, then it's easy to do. In most cases, you can still get the flooring down the road,
right.
but not always, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if your flooring lasts like it's supposed to, it should last 10, 15, 20 years. And who knows what kind of flooring they're going to have in 15 years. They may not even be selling that type of flooring, right?
Right?
It may not be trendy or popular at all. You may not even want to fix it. You may want the new one, right?
Right.
But you want to have that option. So you want to have that extra flooring so that you do have that option in case that is what you want to do.
Well, that's very smart. That's a great thing to do.
Right.
It's like a backup.
But to answer the question, a lot of people will ask, like, well, how long does this kind of flooring last? And the reality is any flooring can last a long time, even a lifetime, if you take care of it. But it's like any other item. It's like a car or anything. You have to take care of it.
Right.
And especially the floors, they probably get the most wear and tear of anything in the house. What other product do you put in? You're constantly walking on top of, kicking
right.
your shoes on, sliding stuff around on.
Dogs,
cats, kids. Take your kitchen cabinets. If people were walking all over them all day and slides, they wouldn't last any time, right? The roof, the walls, anything.
Yeah.
The floor gets more wear and tear than any item in the house.
I've never really thought about it like that, but you're absolutely right. Yeah.
And so then people say, well, how long is it going to last? Well, I don't know. I mean, how much stuff are you going to slide around on top of it, you know, kick your shoes on? But the reality is if you take care of it, essentially it should last a long time and if you get a good product. So we see a lot of people come in and want like a vinyl plank flooring because it's very popular and trendy right now. Well, within that vinyl plank, there's a big range, right? So you can start at a 2 millimeter glue down. You can go to a 3 millimeter or 4 millimeter, which in my opinion, the 3 and 4 millimeter snap-in lock do not hold up.
Really?
It's really just garbage.
Okay.
So people will say, hey, I got vinyl plank, but if it's a 3 or 4 millimeter snap-in lock, it's, in my opinion, it's garbage, right? So then you go to a 5 millimeter SPC product, which is a decent product and should hold up. And then a 6, 6.5, 7, 8, and we even have a 10 and 12 millimeter now. And then and then we're going to look if it has a pad, what the core is, so what's inside of it, and then what's on top of it to protect it. And I say all that to say there can be such a wide range of that, right, that when you say, hey, how long will vinyl plank last? Which vinyl plank are we talking about? Because every one of them will have a different situation and hold up differently, you know.
Okay, got another question in from a listener, and I feel for this person already. Every room in our house has a different type of floor in it, and we hate all of them. Oh, how much does it typically cost to do vinyl or laminate hardwood in an entire house? And the neighbor said ballpark, you know, about.
Ballpark, yeah. So if you go with just the base product, which when I say base product for us, as I'm saying this, a base product for us is a 5mm vinyl plank. Mm-hmm. We don't like to put a 3 or 4 in, so we don't sell them. Most of your big box stores in town do offer them. We did offer a 4mm at one time. It did not hold up. We had too many warranty issues. So when I say a base product, our base product is a pretty decent product. Mm-hmm. But a base product for us in a homeowner house is usually running you about $5 a square foot to purchase the floor, have it installed, put a moisture barrier under it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have other additional items on top of that, which is going to be like your demo. So if you just have carpet, that'd be very cheap. Mm-hmm. Furniture moving, depending on how much furniture you'd have, you know, a little bit there.
This listener says we need 7mm.
7mm, okay. So your price would go up probably about 90 cents a square foot. So you'd probably be around $6 a square foot, mm-hmm. plus your demo and your furniture moving on top of it.
Okay, so all of that, and that's including labor and everything.
Right, so that'd be, you know, the plank itself for a 7mm plank for us is about $2.99 a square foot, so around $3. And then another $2 to install it, you're at $5, then you got sales tax, your moisture barrier, you're going to be around $6 a square foot.
Okay, great question. So now I have a question about where the store is located. Is it on, that part of Old Palafox that forks off to to the, let me see what it is.
To the Christian school where
it forks off
there?
To the right or right before you get to Car City.
Right.
so can you describe where the store is?
Right, so you're going to fork off to the right and then go all the way up until you hit 9 Mile Road. We're one block before you hit 9 Mile if you're coming down Old Palafox. So one block south of 9 Mile Road, we're right across from Tractor Supply.
Okay, very good. We're talking to Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring this morning on Pep Talk. He is our expert. And we still got time for your questions at 850-437-1620. So a question that just came in from listeners. So what do you do to maintain vinyl plank? Does it need polishing or waxing?
Right. That is more important in the front end, right, when you purchase it. So when we purchase vinyl plank, it will come with an acrylic bead finish. And how much acrylic is already on the plank is what's really important. So rather than adding it later, when you buy it, you want to get like a 20mm wear layer. The wear layer is how much acrylic they've applied to the plank.
Oh, okay.
But once you buy it, you really don't want to add polish to it. You shouldn't have to. Now, if you get something that's only got like, say, 0.5mm wear layer, then essentially, yeah, you don't really have a lot of polish on it, but they don't really sell a lot of polish that you can put on it either. So it's more important that when you purchase your vinyl plank that you get one with a lot of, you know, acrylic already applied to the top of it. And then from there on out, you shouldn't have to apply none. You should just be able to mop and clean it.
Okay, that's great. Great questions coming in at 850-437-1620. So when you're out there looking at the different types of vinyl plank, I've noticed as I'm driving around Pensacola, I see these sort of discount stores.
Right.
And I always, in the back of my head, I think, I got to ask Jonathan about this. Is that a beware when you see the big, big discounts?
Not necessarily. Sometimes it can be a deal. It just depends.
Sometimes when I see those, I think the quality might not be as good.
Sometimes that's the case. So most all the factories that we deal with will have seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like when they make it, anything that does not approve to go through the line will go off to the seconds department, and they will sell it at a discounted rate.
Right.
So it may be something as blemished. Maybe it doesn't have any wear layer on it or any acrylic on it. Or maybe it's got, I've seen it where like the acrylic bead on it will have little air bubbles in it.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
So you can see like little air pockets if you get close to it. Not to say it's not a good floor. Carpet is extremely big one that goes into seconds because most people don't know this, but all carpet comes white. All carpet
really?
Is white. Yep, ice white.
I didn't know that.
And they dye it. So all carpet is dyed.
Okay.
And I've seen so much seconds carpet, and what will happen is they will dye it, and the dye will run out or something. You get a streak in it from the dye, you know, that doesn't match, and then that would be considered a second. And so we're going to the second. Most of these discount stores buy those seconds in bulk. Large bulks from the factory.
Okay.
So most of the time, it's good flooring or the same flooring we're getting. It just has blemishes or problems.
Cosmetically,
or may not have any finish on it, or you know, also the chemical makeup of it.
Gotcha.
They has to have a certain chemical makeup. So they used to put like formaldehyde in flooring a lot. And so the level of it, you know, may get off.
Right.
And so then they would consider that a second, and they would. You know, that would just be one example, but there's many examples.
Sure. It, no, yeah. That's a great answer. Okay, got another question coming. I love this question. Okay, Jonathan, what's the best type of floor for big dogs that like to slide all over the hard floors?
Right.
Sorry. I just see an image in my mind of that situation.
Right. So I would say you definitely need like, you know, a 6, 7, 8 millimeter would be great as far as thickness. But
is
then
wood or tile, I mean, vinyl or tile better for big dogs?
So I would say tile definitely is going to hold up long term, right, as far as hold up. The problem we see with a lot of pet owners and tile is it's too slippery, and we're seeing them slide on it, right? And so they won't grip as good. And a lot of tile doesn't have that grip to it. And then wood just doesn't hold up with dogs necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get like the old original, like 3/4 inch tongue and groove solid wood, stain it and shellac it, it will. But the wood these days, honestly, it just doesn't hold up because most of the wood we get is pre-engineered wood. So
okay.
It's plywood that's, you know, engineered and laminated together.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have a wood veneer on top.
Oh.
So it was only an 1/8 inch actual like oak wood. And the rest is plywood that's laminated together. So usually I would say either tile, if you can find one with a good enough grip to it, or you could get a vinyl plank would be fine, but then you need to find something with the grip. But more importantly, you need that wear layer to be really thick. So you need to find something with a thick acrylic bead finish on it, just to stop it from getting scratched and messed up and things like that.
And I'm guessing they can find that at your showroom.
Yeah, they can.
Why don't we give that contact information out again? Just apparently got a lot of interested customers this morning.
Right. You can come by. Just come by and see us. So we're at 9320 North Palafox Street, or you can give us a call, 850-332-5905. So we actually just launched a new website, jonathansflooring.com.
Oh, great.
So you can just look us up there. You can even go on there and request an estimate or a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look us up that way too.
I'm looking at it, and the homepage has a beautiful floor.
Right. We actually just just launched that. Yeah. So we've had that website for a while, but we just redid it. So
yeah,
we wanted
great.
To add some pages, add some service. Every so often we got to update our products and stuff like that.
I like that it has the bottom plank, and then kind of next to it is the tile. It looks really
right.
great.
Yeah.
It's really nice, especially because now that open room, you see that everywhere now, where the kitchen sort of is open into the living room, and so you kind of need something that separates it.
Well, I feel like in the 90s, we had more like cut-up houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted them more cut-up, more private areas.
Right.
And then they went into this whole thing where they, you know, wanted everything open, right?
Right.
And we still see more of an open floor plan, but we're starting to see customers want a little bit more privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have an open floor plan, but yet an office area that's, you know, sectioned off. They don't want the living room, dining room, office, kitchen, all just be one room, right?
Right.
So we're seeing that people do want that open floor plan still, but they're starting to want some more privacy, like a home office. That's become really big.
Interesting.
Which we didn't have before, but more and more people are working from home.
Uh-huh.
So we're seeing, people doing remodeling and wanting to incorporate that home office space.
Okay. Got another question that comes in. Does the price of the vinyl plank you quote include the padding that you've talked about?
Right. So when we order flooring, we have pad attached to everything.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't like to upcharge people. So when we buy flooring from the factory, we can get it with or without pad, and it's like 10 cents a square foot difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we just get pad on everything. Some stores will not get pad and then sell you the pad separately. Well, we don't like that. You know, we want it all to just be included. So everything that we sell as far as vinyl plank is concerned has a pad attached to it.
So let's say you're coming in to do a relatively small kitchen and dining area and maybe part of the living room. How long does a project like that take?
So we can lay an area like that in one day and
really?
Get out of there. Right. You know, if there's a lot of tile to demo or things like that, it could take longer, obviously. Mm-hmm. But as far as the install itself, if it's just like pulling carpet up and putting the vinyl plank down, that can be a day, 2 days at the most.
Okay.
That.
We just got another question about decks and outdoors, but I think we're out of time to get into that. So we got to remember the next time you come on the show so we can get into the outdoor repairs. And yeah, because now it's the time you start looking. And
right. Or they can just always call and set up a consultation. I'll come out and answer it in person. Mm-hmm. So they can give us a call at 850-332-5905 or just hit us up here next Wednesday.
Okay. Been talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and the address again and all the info one more time.
Okay. All right. 9320 North Palafox Street, jonathansflooring.com, or give us a call 850-332-5905.
Okay. The new website looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
This has been Pep Talk with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and you can also re-listen to this broadcast on our website. Just click on podcasts and Pensacola Expert Panel at newsradio923.com.